How were the Pearl kids prepared to choose their spouse? This is practical advice.
So what is it that's going to give the child, the teenager, the ability? Whenever my boys were 13, 14 years old, there was a homeschool family moved into the community. And the daddy was a preacher. And they had 10 or 12 kids. And they had a daughter that was half Polynesian of some sort. The mother was Polynesian and daddy was Caucasian. And she was about the best looking creature running around on two legs you ever saw in your life at 12, 13 years old. You know how Polynesian girls look, don't you? I mean, she was outrageous. She really was, even at that age. And my boys started getting dry mouths. And I could see them playing or something, and she's walking across the bridge and I could see it right away. I watched the girl a few times, and I said to them, boys, don't look at her. She's already sexually active. She's impure. Don't look at her. I remember, I think it was Gabriel, he was outraged. How can you say that? That's judging, you know. I mean, how can you judge her on that? I said, take it from me. I've lived a long time. I know when a girl is already sexually active, the girl's sexually active. She's not pure. Well, I just don't, you know. And so I had to kind of keep them apart, man. It was, you know, because it was like a magnet drawing them. I could understand why. If I had been 13 or 14 years old, I'd have been the same way. I might have shot my daddy to get to her. Guys are just made that way. She was plumb bad. And so when she was about 16 years old. And we'd kept them apart, and they'd gotten a little older by then. When she was about 16, she had, the boy lived across the street from her, whose family was less than trash, incest, just low class Tennessee white trash. And she went walking with the guy, and she got a thing going with him, and she got pregnant. And so she came to my wife pregnant, and they ended up living in a building about this big with just boards that you could see through the cracks on the property of the parents. And no water, no sewer, no commode, no, just a square shed, basically. And she was pregnant and delivering her baby, and the parents didn't care. And the other parents had thrown her out. Her parents had discharged her. And so Deb went down to that shack and delivered her baby in some horrible weather. Do you remember the article Rats? She was the rat, her and that other family. They were the homeschool rats. So then Deb brought her to our house, and she stayed in our house recuperating from the birth, and our boys are living there, and they see the end result of sin. And she wasn't pretty anymore. I mean, she was even more developed, older, and she was still a gorgeous human being. But she just somehow didn't look pretty sitting there in the living room with her belly still kind of big, with bloody rags around and a baby, and knowing who the father of the baby was. The guy copulated with his stepmother as well. And that's what eventually, in a couple of years, broke them apart, is when the daddy on his side came after her one night, and then the mother came after him, and he complied and she didn't, and they got in a fight over the situation. Just because you start off as a homeschooler with a preacher as a daddy doesn't mean you're going to do well. And she didn't have the wisdom to choose rightly. And my boys saw that. And that's not the only thing. They saw in their lifetime several dozen similar things. And that creates wisdom. That says, just because they're good looking and just because they smile doesn't mean life's going to turn out great. And just because you're in love doesn't mean everything's going to work out fine. And we talked to our kids all the time. From the time they were very small, we'd say, now see that guy right there? What's wrong with him is that he did drugs when he was 16, 17, and he listens to rock music and he plays video games. And that's the reason he won't work, and he's so poor. That's the reason when he came to work, they only worked 3 days and wouldn't come back to work, is because he's just not willing to suffer the pain of work. And it was video games and rock music that brought him to that condition and pot smoking. We're driving down the road and we see a drunk. We talk about how the drunk got in the condition he's in. When we see any kind of sin anywhere, we talk about it. Talk about the steps that were involved in getting there. And if we hear about something, we discuss it at the dinner table. And so my kids were raised thoroughly indoctrinated about the causes and effects and consequences of life and of choices that you make. And I don't think there's anything better to school them than that, than real life examples. Now, you can't do that if you just protect them. You've got to get out and relate to the rest of the world. Now, what would be good is if, say, you've got a home church. We're very protected. I'm all for that. 4, 5, 6 families. Great. Now, one day a week, your home church needs to go out and find some worldly people to minister to. Your home church with your kids needs to go to homeless shelter. Well, that's a great place to take them. Take them to a homeless shelter. Let them see a 20-year-old woman in a homeless shelter with 3 kids with needle tracks in her arms. Let them see a drunk sitting outside the homeless shelter waiting for it to open, puking green slime all over his shirt. Let them see the consequences and witness to these people. Show compassion on them. But let your kids see that life can turn out really bad if you don't make the right choices. Or maybe go from door to door in a poor, trashy community until you can get a Bible study started. And let your kids go with you and minister to other kids their same age. You say, I'd be afraid to. No, let them know we're on enemy territory here. They're in hostile ground. And they will be prepared. You prepare them. And they will not be overcome, even if they see some very freaky stuff. If they see a couple lesbians making out, that's all right. Just take them into the world so that they know that there are consequences.
Thanks for listening. We hope this helps or encourages you in some way today. As always, remember to check out our ever-changing specials.